The Point English. Level 5. Part 1. Science and Technology. Episode 1. Modern Technologies.
Ian is thinking of buying a mobile phone, but he can't decide which operator to choose.
There are so many different networks, deals and call costs to consider, you know? I didn't expect that buying a mobile phone would be such a daunting challenge.
I agree. That's why my advice is simple. Don't bother yourself with all that stuff. You can do very well without this toy, which isn't good for anything but disturbing people in the cafe.
Come on, Neil. I know you're against mobiles, but I've already made up my mind. I need it because my girlfriend Julie has got one. And what I need from you is help in choosing the right one.
All right, as you wish. I'll try to help you, provided that by saying the right one, you mean the most economical. I'm not a modern technology buff, and I know nothing about the technical parameters of these phones, but at least I can help you choose a network operator who won't rip you off.
Thanks a lot. I knew I could count on you. So which network is the cheapest in your opinion?
Easy, lad. I don't know yet. We'll have to investigate.
But how?
By visiting the dealers. It's elementary, dear Watson, isn't it? There's a Vodafone service provider just around the corner, in the shopping mall. Fancy going there right now?
Why not?
Let's go then. But promise you'll leave all the talking to me.
Okay, I promise.
Good afternoon, young gentleman. How can I help you?
We may possibly be interested in buying a cell phone, but we'd like to know your offer first.
Certainly, sir. Currently, we offer the PostPay Leisure 200 deal, which can satisfy customers of all budgets. Indeed, it's extremely good value for money. The line rental is only £15 per month, and it includes 10 free call minutes a day. For surplus off-peak minutes, we charge as little as 2p, which is the cheapest fare available in the UK.
And which hours are off-peak?
The whole weekend, plus every weekday before 6am and after 8pm, which altogether makes 98 hours per week.
Is the charge 2p regardless of the number you call?
It's 2p within the entire Vodafone network, as well as for calls to a landline. But the charge for calls to other networks is slightly higher.
How much is it?
Let me check. Oh yes, it's 29p per minute off-peak. However, all three other operators charge even more for cross-operator calls.
Ian, what network is Julie on?
Sorry, its name has somehow escaped me.
Ma'am, could you mention the names of all the other cell phone companies operating in Britain? Maybe one of them will ring a bell.
Right, there are three of them. Vodafone, Orange and T-Mobile.
I have a hazy recollection that Julie's mobile is on Orange.
Still, I strongly recommend Vodafone rather than Orange. Most of their offers are prepaid deals, which are an economical solution only in the case that you're a very light user. Furthermore, they charge for voicemail retrieval and text messaging, while we provide both services inclusive in the line rental.
What about using the phone abroad? Is it possible? And if so, what are the charges?
Of course, you can use the mobile phone in other European countries. All you need to do is call customer service before travelling and ask for your phone to be enabled for roaming.
Pardon?
In other words, for international use. Unfortunately, roaming involves an additional charge by the local network which your phone locks onto.
What's the cost then?
It varies widely among countries and networks, which there are so many of that it's simply not possible for me to specify the cost now.
One more question. Is it possible to access the internet via Vodafone mobiles?
Certainly. I can offer you a smartphone with 5 GB per month. Most customers find that this is enough.
Right then. We'll consider all the pros and cons, and maybe we'll visit you again to subscribe to the Leisure 200.
You're always welcome. I'm sure you will find more pros than cons.